he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. NPR by David Hahn. Directed by Mary Kay Ryan. Live from Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom, February 7th, 2015, at the Secret Theater in Long Island City, Queens, New York.
Health insurance provider Anthem, after announcing a recent hacking attack which resulted in access to personal data for some 80 million customers, is warning about possible follow-up attacks. The company warning people to be alert for what's known as phishing scams. Cases where phony emails are sent, purporting to be from the company requesting sensitive personal information. Canada's highest court has unanimously struck down a ban on doctor-assisted suicide for mentally competent
people
seeking an end to intolerable pain and suffering. Though this need not be terminal, the country's...
Leave the NPR alone.
...in essence with the existing law and giving Canada's parliament...
Turn it back up!
...a new one. It has been illegal in Canada to counsel, aid, or abet a suicide, an offense that could carry a possible 14-year prison term.
You thinking about killing yourself?
What?
Sitting in the dark, listening to the NPR about doctor-assisted suicide?
What? No, he was talking about... Do you use Anthem Healthcare?
I don't know. Why are you in the dark, Ma?
He said... Don't turn on the light!
It's dark!
It's not dark. The blind's open. I just want the bird to go to sleep.
What bird? You playing Angry Birds again, Ma?
Not on the phone. He's in the house. He flew in the window. He makes a racket.
Bird in the house? There's no bird in the house. That window's rusted, shut 10, 15 years. Where's it at?
I don't know quite. Just listen. He makes a racket.
The Associated Press is reporting while some of the work planned at a grade crossing north of New York City has been done.
Can I turn this off, Ma?
Work at the site of this week's fatal crash and
sure, go ahead.
Train and SUV has been postponed. The AP reporting that records it obtained show...
I mean, it's the news. You want to be a worldly person. Did you... The thing about the healthcare company, it's Anthem Healthcare, they said.
What about them?
They said on the news that hackers stole people's personal information. They sent emails that asked for their personal names and passwords, social security, and things like that. And it looks like it's from the company, but it's not. They call it phishing emails.
Yeah, Ma, you got fish in your emails, birds in your kitchen. It's a Prospect Zoo in here.
That's the Queen Zoo has birds. I don't... Just be quiet a minute. You'll see. He keeps making these little cheep cheeps. He's driving me crazy.
You're driving me crazy.
Just listen. Well, he's not doing it now, but he was going all day.
Sure, Ma.
What do you got there?
Some stuff for smoothies. I know you like them, and it's good for you. I got some peach, some apples, some strawberry, and banana.
No banana.
You love banana, Ma.
You're crazy. I've always hated banana. My mother always made us eat a banana every morning. She chopped it up and put it in our cornflakes, and my sister, she loved it, but I hated it. And when I told her, she just said, "Young lady, in this restaurant, there are two items on the menu. Take it or leave it." So I ate the banana every morning, but I never, never cared for it. And when I had a daughter of my own, I never forced her to eat things against her will the way my mother did.
Well, I don't know if you liked them, but I know I've always seen you eating the bananas all the time. You want me to put the stuff away or you want me to make you a smoothie?
I'll make it.
Ma, it's no trouble. I'll make it.
Oh, hush. You think I wait around all day waiting for my daughter to come over and make me smoothies? My house, my smoothies.
Ma, don't. It's... All right, lady of the house, your smoothies. Sitting in the dark, listening to NPR, self-sufficient, worldly woman.
But what was I saying about the phishing email is you should really look at what health insurance provider your work has, because a lot of people don't know that kind of information, and it could turn out that you...
What? Ma, I can't hear it. You can't talk over when the blender's going.
And identity theft doesn't just happen to rich people. They go after poor people like us.
Sure, Ma. Tell you what, they stole my identity, they'll do my credit score a favor.
Oh, you don't really think that. What if they... Oh! There it was!
What, Ma?
The bird! The bird. It made a little whoop whoop. Did you hear it?
I didn't hear nothing, Ma. Maybe it's the blender ringing in your ears.
No, it's here. I swear I heard it all morning. I thought I could trick it into going to sleep by turning the light off, like you do putting a blanket over a bird cage.
So the bird goes to sleep. How's that help you?
There it is! You hear that?
You ever hear of Pericles, Ma?
Who are they? Do they talk back to their mother? Their only mother who raised them from a baby and made them smoothies?
Cheers. This is banana.
What? That's strawberry.
It's strawberry banana. You put banana in there.
I did not. I hate banana.
Well, you're drinking it now.
Oh, hush. You're crazy.
A new report suggests that simple exercises such as crossword puzzles or cognitive skill tests can serve to reserve the natural process of deterioration that comes with age.
I've always hated banana. My mother always made us eat a banana every morning. She chopped it up and put it in our cornflakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Scientists further recommend physical activities such as...
Did you turn the radio on?
I was listening all afternoon. I was trying to tell you about Empire Healthcare.
Anthem, Ma. But I mean just now.
Now? We were listening to the bird.
Huh.
Oh, there is banana in this.
I told you, Ma.
You must have put some in when I wasn't looking.
Sure, Ma. I'm an evil mastermind, and that's how I'm going to take control of your kitchen, birds and all. Oh, what are you doing? Don't pour it out. I'll drink it.
I have to make it again.
I would have drank it. I bring you all this fruit, and you pour it down the drain.
I don't like banana.
You don't even know what you don't like, Ma.
The results of the most recent commission study.
Ma, what is up with your radio? It keeps turning on by itself. We spend time together, and I don't know, it stresses me out. We never talk about anything important. We just argue over nothing. And then I'll lie awake in bed and I'll think, was that the last conversation I'll ever have with my mother? And one day it will be. And the meaning will be mine to make. It's a lot to process.
The woman also reported that while she understood this to be a symptom of the human condition, it offered little consolation.
Are you turning the radio back on?
No, Ma. Off.
Oh. I didn't hear it over the blender. Here, taste this one. It's apple carrot with a little ginger.
Where'd you get the ginger?
I have ginger.
Yeah, but where did you get it? I never got it to you. Hey, Ma. Could you tell me something about your Ma?
My mother?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
I don't know anything.
Did I tell you she used to do really fancy needlepoint?
No.
She was a very proper lady. Not like your aunt and me. It was a different generation. We always had trouble relating.
Yeah. Is that the bird?
Did you hear it?
Ma, it's your phone.
Oh, no, my phone doesn't make those sounds. The window was open all night. I think the bird must have flew in then.
Ma, it's... Sure thing, Ma. You hear a Pericles? It's a play by Shakespeare. Talk about a worldly sort of person. The main character gets separated from his wife and daughter, and he thinks they're gone forever, and he goes into despair.
I don't like sad stories like that.
Ma, that's not how it ends. He finds his wife and daughter.
Oh, that's a better ending.
That's not the ending either. They're all reunited, and Pericles starts to hear this music that no one else can hear. The music of the spheres.
And?
And he lived a satisfying life. And nothing.
That's it?
What else do you need? Come on, Ma. Let's find that bird.
This has been NPR by David Hahn, directed by Mary Kay Ryan, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Catherine McDonald, Carrie Morris, and Michael Reese. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.